a very, very cool guest in with us nice and early this morning.
Yeah, thank you for getting up this early. Jennifer Guido is how you say your last name?
Guido. Sorry.
I'm from Jersey. Yeah.
That's a great start.
Common mistake.
Yeah. Now I don't really want you in here that much anymore. I was like, hell yeah, let's have Jennifer Guido in. You can leave. I'm just kidding. Yeah. From Shields Elementary, you're a third grade teacher at Shields Elementary. And I just read an article about you doing great things for your classroom. You just were named 2016 PBS Learning Media Digital Innovator for Delaware.
Yeah, it's super exciting.
Very cool. Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
That's huge. And Petch has a daughter, 12 years old, in school. So we talk frequently about the difference in education and the education process. And we also do a segment, This Week in Technology, on the show. So we know the future is technology.
Oh, absolutely.
And you're bringing that to the classroom. Let's talk a little bit about how do you use technology in the classroom? Do you think it's a benefit? Are you concerned at all about the kids' use of technology?
I mean, no, not at all. And my school is doing so many amazing things. If we could all be digital innovators, I would take everybody with me. But yeah, we're doing super amazing things. I mean, from doing formative assessments to homework online where they can submit it right to me. I mean, I even have a parent Facebook group where I keep in touch with my parents that way and share pictures, and they're loving the technology. They're super open to it. So it's been a really great experience, and people seem to really be embracing the technology.
Have you seen an instance where technology has helped a student who maybe, because each kids learn different ways.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That there's a child in your classroom who really benefits, if not a majority of kids in your classroom who really benefit from using technology and being able to, whether it's submit things to you online or just learn kind of individually through technology.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's an outlet, and it provides students so many different ways to express themselves, whether it's typing or, you know, doing a video of themselves performing something or making some sort of digital collage. I mean, it opens the doors for so many students.
As a third grade teacher, and like for me for third grade, you teach everything.
Oh, yeah,
everything. Is that how that still works? Instead of, I know like once you get to high school, you change classrooms for different things.
Right.
Yeah. Have you found that there's any kind of pushback from, because my third grade teacher, I remember learning cursive, and I know kids don't learn cursive anymore. You don't teach that, do you?
No, I mean, not really. It's important for them to know how to sign their name in cursive, but there's no outright, you know, handwriting lessons or anything like that, because I mean, like we were saying, if we teach students how we taught them yesterday, it's robbing them of tomorrow, because the future's not in handwriting.
No. And that's a great point. Like I said, I didn't learn on an abacus how to count. You know, that wasn't relevant to me. And I think people get, they fear what they don't know. So they see like, oh God, they're not learning the things I learned, and what I learned, maybe who I am, and look, I'm successful.
Because how often do you write a check now? Like you just don't. Right. You either just buy your stuff online, or if you're in a store, you just swipe.
I really can't think of the last time I've seen anybody out writing a check.
You just don't see it anymore. It's interesting. How far away do you think it is before, like, schools are totally kind of like either like tablet based? Let's not just say iPads. Let's say tablet based. Do you think that's too far away?
Oh no! I mean, we have iPad carts right now in our elementary school, and I know a lot of high schools are going one to one with student iPads, so and tablets. And it's definitely within the next few years, I think, that we're all headed that way. But it's important to embrace that.
Yeah, you're never going to see kids with backpacks going into school anymore, because there's going to be no need for all the binders. I know my daughter, Maisie, she has a backpack full of different binders and stuff.
Do you? I don't know if you. When I was in school, it was really cool to have 5-star binders. Was
Trapper
that
keepers?
Yes, Trapper keepers, and you would write on white out on it. It was all your stupid. Do you remember they used to do that S? It was like three lines, and
points at the top and bottom.
You connected them different. You'd write that one white out on your 5-star binder.
Wow. What did that S even mean?
I have no idea. Who came up with that S, and why do we were all so quick to hop on board with it? So it's really cool. What are you looking forward to? What's something being named the Media Digital Innovator from PBS Learning? What comes with that?
So I get to go to Denver, Colorado in June, and it'll be one person from every state. So that's
nice.
Have you been to Colorado before?
No, I'm excited for it.
Yeah, I'm sure you are.
Can I call in with the principal bit? Yeah, man. Yeah. It's really good over here.
Sure, come back and tie-dye.
And all of a sudden you'll hear something like, pass those Doritos.
I'm really looking forward to going out there, meeting, you know, some awesome educators from all over the country, and D.C. and Puerto Rico, I think, is sending somebody as well. So it's going to be great, and we will stay in touch with them throughout the rest of the year.
Yeah, it's cool to see that somebody hopping on board. What's something now you're currently doing in your classroom, whether today or this week or over the couple weeks, a tech-based lesson that you're doing?
So one thing that we've been working on is there's a really cool website called Kahoot that is basically a game for students. And they have to answer the question and earn points. So what I have the students doing is creating questions for the game. Oh. So rather than me creating the questions or finding questions for the students, they're creating questions as a review for the skill that we're working on. Then I'll pick their questions and put them into the game, and then we'll play the game using
how cool is that?
Yeah. I love that. That's very, very
cool. And they love it.
Yeah.
It's like the FUBU of school, for us, by us.
I love FUBU.
That's a throwback, too. Yeah. To when we used to learn cursive and rock FUBU gear. Jennifer Guido?
Yes.
Guido got it right the second time. Thank you so much for coming in. People, I know you're very active on Twitter.
Yes.
What's your Twitter?
At Miss Guido, and it's GUIDOEDU.
It's not Guido.
No, it's not Guido.
We just sat here. She sat here for 20 minutes. I should have asked her how to say her last name. Thank you so much
for taking
the time to come in today. Again, you can check her out on Twitter. And if you have any questions, any tech-based questions, she's the lady to
ask,
man.
Shoot them my way, yes.
Awesome. And congratulations again,
by the way.
Thank
you very much. I appreciate it.